This month, KRCC will welcome StoryCorps back to Colorado Springs. StoryCorps is a nonprofit organization dedicated to recording and preserving the stories of people around the country from all backgrounds and walks of life. From May 21st through June 19th, StoryCorps will be parking its mobile recording booth at Ivy Wild School in Colorado Springs and inviting the public to record interviews with friends and loved ones. In 2009, when StoryCorps was last in Colorado Springs, they recorded Deborah Martinez Martinez interviewing her good friend Alfie Salazar. Alfie Salazar is a lifelong resident of Southern Colorado, born in the San Luis Valley and raised primarily in the small Pueblo community of Salt Creek. Salazar and Martinez met in a writing group and became close. And in this interview, Salazar tells Martinez about growing up in Southern Colorado, her battles with racism, and becoming a writer.
You want to start out, Alfie, by telling us about your parents and grandparents?
Yeah. I was born to Pat Casaus and Lila Ulalia, but we call her Lila Salazar. I was born September the 14th, 35 in Mata Vista, and I was delivered by my dad's mother, my grandma. And she never registered me, so I'm not even legally born, I guess you would say. But we lived in my grandfather's house. We had two rooms, and it was a five-room house. They had pigs, horses, cows, goats, chickens, everything. We even had a magpie that used to talk in Spanish, and that was our babysitter. And she was such a tattletale on us, tattletale on everything we do.
Tell us about a time when the magpie would tell on you.
Well, first of all, we were hungry. We wanted to make scrambled eggs, okay? This one time. So we went to, we couldn't get the chicken eggs.
Why not?
Well, that magpie wouldn't let us.
What would she do to stop you?
She'd poke on us and go crying to grandpa and grandma and tell them, los muchachos, you know. But that wasn't the only time she would tattle on us. There were several times we used to steal the tobacco. The golden grain used to come in sacks, and we'd go and get the leaves, to roll them up. And when we couldn't find any tobacco or anything like that, you wouldn't believe what we smoked, man. We went out there, and we used to get the chicos, dried up chicos, and even manure, go steal the catalog from the toilet, from the commune, and we would smoke that. And, of course, the tattletale was always there watching us.
And then how long did you stay in the valley?
Okay.
At Grandpa's farm.
Okay. When I was 9 years old, my father got a job at the CFNI. So he came to Pueblo and he rented a house in Salt Creek. And let me tell you, this house that we moved into was a two-room adobe house that wasn't finished yet. It still had the adobes exposed, no ceilings, no floors. It had dirt floors. Not only that, but that house was full of chinches, bed bugs, and full of mice.
At that time, you were old enough to go to school, so who went to school?
Okay, we had to walk to school. We had to cross the Blackwater, which is the water that used to come from the steel mill where they used to wash the slag or something. I don't know, but it was black. It was like tar. And to cross that little river, it was just like a railroad tie there. We had to walk there, and then we were bused to junior high and then high school. And it was when I was in high school where I think I was looking for a job, because they used to offer jobs and to help in the school office, and I talked to my counselor about that. I wanted to be a secretary, and she told me I could never do because I didn't have the right clothes, and I was a Mexican. And I just kind of gave up, and she finally gave me a job cleaning her house and another teacher's house. And so then I just felt that's all I was good for. I didn't feel like I was good for anything else. So I quit school. I eloped. I got married. I ran away. And just raised a family.
Tell about when you started writing.
I didn't really become serious about writing until a notice came out in the newspaper about wanting grandparents to tell their stories. And I didn't really want to go, but I wanted to go because I hated to be around people with that were educated. I don't know why I had that. They were just too good for me or something. I don't know. But anyway, I went to this creative class, and I started writing there, and I started writing in Spanglish. And the teacher, boy, she really, really encouraged me. And so I just continued writing, and they're still after me. You guys are still after me.
Who's after you, Elfie?
You and Charlene to keep writing. Group. And then we joined the Poetry Las Comadres. We call ourselves, no, Compañeras. And so we meet once a month, and we share each other's poetries and readings. So you guys have really kept me going, and I appreciate that.
Well, and because of all of your hard work, you have a book.
Yeah, but
that a lot of people from around the country are starting to pay attention to, because you talk about the old days and you talk about growing up in Salt Creek, which nobody's really written anything about. And you talk also about, you talk about Spanglish. Tell us a little bit about Spanglish.
Spanglish is the way we talk at home. You talk half English, half Spanish. You mix it up. Two languages at the same time, which is, I think, my opinion is pretty smart, because you can think and talk two languages at the same time.
Could you read one of your poems for us to finish up?
Yeah, okay. I'll read that Chattered Dreams, the one I talked about the counselor. Okay. Chattered Dreams. Bookkeeping, typing, is shorthand. Eran subjects needed to succeed. I studied hard in high school, so my dream I could proceed. Algún día, a secretary I would be, trabajando for a big company. Mis sueños were shattered cuando mi counselor me dijo que it could never be. Mi ropa wasn't good enough, era una Mexican. Me dio un trabajito, cleaning su casa. Mis sueños were crushed, mi corazón broken. Implanting en mi mente que era una mensa. My self-esteem suppressed, my dream was to end. Una esclava of my own feelings, I gave up that dream. Estaba muy naive to comprehend de esos tiempos when there was mucho racism. Mis chances were slim. My dreams had been shattered beyond repair. Those dreams of yesterday nunca serán. Mi alma molested. I quit school y me casé. My dreams were shattered and can't be undone. After todos esos años, it's time to forgive. Life goes on and you move with the flow. Soy Mexicana. Of that I am proud. My dreams had been shattered a long, long time ago.
That was Deborah Martinez-Martinez interviewing Alfie Salazar, recorded in 2009. Salazar is the author of the book Flying Like the Wind and is currently at work on another book about growing up in Pueblo's Salt Creek community. That interview was produced by me, Jake Brownell, and was recorded at StoryCorps, a national nonprofit whose mission is to provide Americans of all backgrounds and beliefs with the opportunity to record, share, and preserve the stories of their lives. StoryCorps will be in Colorado Springs May 21st through June 19th at Ivy Wild School. Book an interview now at storycorps.org/reservations, or you can head to krcc.org for more info.